Good evening and welcome to Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, the official sports wagering podcast of the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. I am your 6-1 last week host of the show, Billy Gunn. We're having a celebration. We're having a party. I'm dancing in my chair right now. Things could not have gone better for me last week with the picks. Things could not have gone better for me last week with the percentage of the return on investment. Going to get back to that in a second, but we're having a good time with Cool and the Gang to start the show. We're going to have a great show for you this week. I've got one of my favorite gambling friends in the world as our special guest this week. One of the things that's fun about sports wagering is you can do it with your friends and everybody gets together and kind of talks about their picks and commiserates or celebrates together. And so this week I am super excited to invite along one of my best gambling friends in the entire world and a pretty accomplished gambler himself. We're going to give a big take in the over. Welcome to Kyle. What you got to say, Kyle?
Woo woo. Go Lakers, baby. Big week for the Lakers. That's where I had my
big week for the Lakers. Kyle's one of those gamblers that Kyle likes it all. Kyle will wager on which fly is going to land on the piece of shit first. I mean, he's a true gambler in that. Sounds like you had a pretty good week with the Lakers. You want to walk us through your bet that you had with the Lakers this week?
Yeah, it's very simple. What I picked up on early was that the Lakers were going to win the series. Picked up the line. I think it was -376 when I got it. So I said, at this point, I'm going to risk all winnings for the year, which would have me winning $1,000 betting right at 3,400 or whatever it was to win 1,000. And that win he cashed in.
Damn, that's almost like a free stimulus check. So the prop bet was the Lakers to win the series. No specific numbers of games, just Lakers win. Sounds like you got in somewhere between -345, -375. You laid out somewhere around 3,400 and you cashed a grand. Is that correct?
That was it. I was looking at the Lakers to win in four, Lakers to win in five. I had no expectation of the game going seven. So, man, it may go six, but in those, they just weren't favorable enough. And with that being as low as it was, for the Lakers to win the series, just seemed like a no-brainer to me. And it paid off.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you, man. Look, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, there's a reason why we're having a celebration this week. My picks on the podcast last week went 6-1, including the big four-way four-game multi-line, a money-line parlay. So that was included in there. In fact, the most favorable of those four tickets cleared with, and I'm using air quotes here, the upset victories of Cleveland and the upset victories of Carolina over Atlanta. The most profitable of the four different options that I had you wager hit last week. We ended up 63.5% return on investment after the smoke cleared last week with our taking the over picks, and so I'm very excited about that. Having a good time, Kyle. What I want to do is I want to get right back into this week and start running down the games and get us into a game recap. I know you're a very busy man, so we have you short for a short period of time. Are you ready for that?
Let's get it.
Let's get it. All right, here we go. So, getting us started, there is no Thursday night football game this week. We are devoid of a garbage Thursday night game, which that's fine. We don't need to take a Thursday night game. We're recording this show on a Wednesday evening, and so that gives us a chance to kind of run through everything, and if you need time to get your picks in for the weekend, we hope to have this show up shortly so that you can do so. So the first game that we're going to get to this week is the 12 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, Chicago Bears on the road against Carolina Panthers. This game opened with an over-under of 44. The line opened with -3 Carolina. Carolina's three-point favorites. William Hill is a sports book that I most frequently am using right now, and William Hill has this line still at 44, and Carolina with a 2.5 point favorite. Kyle, what are your thoughts on the Chicago Bears and the Carolina Panthers?
Panthers coming off of a win of a team they should have beat in the Falcons, too. I don't believe they've won a game yet, and that's very exciting as a Saints fan. But the Bears are starting to get there, man. The Bears are starting to come together. I think the quarterback controversy figured out the way it should have. And as that offense gets a little bit more comfortable, we all know that defense is legit. I think the Bears getting points may be a favorable pick.
Nice, nice. Are you going to put any money on this game? Put a unit down?
I will. I will definitely take the Bears, especially if it can get back up to, what you said, opened over a field goal and a half, 3.5?
Yeah, it's since moved to 2.5, so it's currently sitting.
If I can get it back to 3, I'd
Carolina.
Yeah, I'd play it at 2.5.
And you're taking the Bears at 2.5 or 3. Okay, I'm staying away from the line on this game. I really, really like this 44-point over/under, and so one of my official picks this week is to put at least one unit on the over/under of 44 with Chicago and Carolina. Feel very, very confident about that. I even wrote the words "big," a big unit over on the over here of 44. I really feel confident they're going to get to that. Next game on the docket. Detroit Lions at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars are at home. Detroit opened as a 2.5-point favorite. They've since moved to a 3.5-point favorite. Jacksonville, 3.5-point home dogs. Line opened over/under opened at 52.5. It has since bounced up to 54. Kyle, what are your thoughts on Detroit Jacksonville?
I will stay away from this game. I've played Jacksonville twice this year, and they've burned me both twice. I'm over the whole mustache mania.
Yeah.
Staying away.
Yeah. Well, you know, I agree with you. I agree with you, and God bless you for trying Jacksonville twice this year. It sounds like you had the results that would happen when you bet on Jacksonville. You know, one of the themes that I want to explain, I've been having so much success. And guys, I mean, honestly, I'm due. You know, I can't keep this up. I'm due for everything to come back on me and for these numbers to start falling. But I firmly believe in the parable of give a man a fish, give a man a wager, wager for a day, teach a man to wager, and they're going to have a lifetime of success. And so one of the things I try to do with this podcast, Kyle, is kind of give some tips along the way. And one of the things that I want to talk about this week as we move through the games is what I call false messiahs, right? I believe that in the NFL, the NFL marketing machine, the big money marketing machine of the NFL tries to make every single quarterback of every single team a superstar. They try to market the quarterback of every single team as if they're some marquee player. And I think you see the results of that. You see some of that in this game. Look, I like Gardner Minshew as a person. I've listened to him on podcasts all over the place. He seems like a pretty cool bro. He's got the cool mustache. He does cool stuff. But he's not, I mean, he might be a little bit of a false messiah when it comes to taking your team, you know, to the promised land. I mean, we have all of this marketing and all of this money behind trying to make all of these quarterbacks of all 32 teams a star. And Gardner Minshew is probably not just a star. I've got Gardner Minshew as a false messiah. I'm staying away from Detroit Jacksonville as well. I do not feel comfortable with the 54 over under. And so we're in agreement on this game. I'm going to bring us to our next early game, 12 p.m. Central start time. Minnesota at home opened as 3.5-point favorites over the hapless, horrible, shitlanta, failed Cons. Minnesota remains a 3.5-point favorite. Atlanta cleaned out Dan Quinn this week. So the interim head coach of Atlanta Falcons is Raheem Morris, a former head coach of interdivision rival the Buccaneers. And they've also got Dirk Cutter on staff. He's also a former coach of the Buccaneers. And so it sounds like the guy who wasn't doing a very good job with Atlanta's defense is now their head coach. But they're taking on a Minnesota team that's lost Dalvin Cook and that might have one of those false messiahs at quarterback. Kyle, what are your thoughts on Atlanta, Minnesota?
I think I've learned one thing about Atlanta this year, and it's that they're not scared to give up points. Right. For that reason, I won't play them. but I am a favorite of the over in this game.
Excellent, excellent. Kyle, you don't take unders either, do you?
I'm not really an under guy. I'm a little overweight, and I think that that may stick with my betting habit as well.
Kyle, I'm down 36 pounds in the last 40 days, but I'm still taking the over every chance I get. 55 and a half is a little much for me. I'm going to try and stay away from that one. I mean, I feel very God, if Minnesota had Dalvin Cook and if Minnesota had – I mean, when you saw – Dalvin go out of that game last week when Minnesota played Seattle, which was a thrilling game. Seattle was key to one of my big four-game money line parlays hitting, and I had the biggest gambling boner of all time watching the Seattle win that game in the final seconds. And I had also the same huge gambling boner when the Saints won on Monday Night Football in incredible fashion as well. I think I texted you at the conclusion of the Minnesota game, and I said, this is why we gamble. This is why we do this, because it was so much fun. No, I mean, like, you watch that game, you know, I was like, Seattle's going to win. They pulled it out in incredible fashion. And I had everything riding on the Saints on Monday, and I didn't hedge against the Saints. And I was like, come on, man, 20-3 and then 20-10. And then, I mean, it's like overtime, field goals bouncing off of crossbars. Dude, it was – biggest gambling boner of all time. And so I'll tell you a game that's not going to give me a gambling boner. That's Houston on the road to take on Tennessee in some kind of weird COVID bowl in Nashville. This game is actually not currently on the line. It did have a brief open of 5.5. There is no over-under on this game. We're going to skip past this game. There's too much COVID in the air. We might have to send Mayor LaToya over to Nashville so they can get their COVID situation under grips over there, but we're staying away from that one. That one is currently not on the board. Going to the Washington football team taking on the New York Giants at home in New Jersey, and New York opened as a 3.5-point favorite. They're currently a 3-point favorite with William Hill. Over under opened at 44.5. The over under is at 43.5 now. The New York Giants came in big for me last week. I had them. I took them and with 9 points to cover against Dallas, and they did. Kyle, what's your thoughts on New York Giants and Washington football team?
Although I think Washington has a very good football team, I will stay far away from this game.
Right.
Neither of these teams have done anything for me.
I hear you. Washington hasn't done anything for anybody. The Giants definitely had some success last week. You know, they managed to take Dak out for the rest of the year. The quarterback whose name I couldn't remember on the podcast last week, and I said, it doesn't matter who their quarterback is. It doesn't matter who their running back is. They're going to cover against the Cowboys, and guess what they did? Now, this week, 3-point favorites against Washington football team. I'm staying away from picking either of those teams, but I do believe 100% in taking the over. Take a 43.5-point over with William Hill. Giants in Washington, that locked that one in. I feel good about that one this week. Moving on to our next early game, we have Pittsburgh at home taking on the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland has been balling all over the place, man. They got a little win streak going. Have not scored less than 30 points in their last four games. This line opened with Pittsburgh as a 5.5-point favorite, has fallen to 3.5. Over under opened at 51, has stayed at 51. I believe Pittsburgh's going to win this ball game. I don't feel comfortable with the 3.5 there. I can't really advocate from a value proposition the money line. But Kyle, let me ask you, what is the name of this show again? Sometimes I forget.
Taking the over.
That's exactly what we're going to do again here. We're going to take the over. I got one unit on the over, 51. One unit on the over, 51, Cleveland-Pittsburgh. That's going to be points all over. That one new rookie for Pittsburgh, that new rookie wide receiver, he might score 51 points by himself. And then you got a little bit of a halfway false messiah in the quarterback, Baker Mayfield for the Browns. I think he's a little more marketing. I don't think he's real. He ain't bringing Cleveland to the promised land, dude. He's a false messiah. But still, they're going to have some fun along the way. They're going to score a lot of points. They got a great running game. They got a lot of talented receivers. These teams are going to be going up and down the field. I feel very, very comfortable taking the over of 51 for Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Next game, early game, Baltimore on the road, traveling a very short distance to face the Philadelphia Eagles. This game opened with Baltimore as a 7-point road favorite, has since expanded to 7.5. Philadelphia, 49 over-under on this game, has dropped to 47. Kyle, what's your thoughts on Baltimore, Philadelphia?
I think Baltimore is a team to play this year. I think Baltimore's offense is the real deal. I think Philadelphia has been blah all year long. I think it's a no-brainer to put your money where it needs to be, and that's on Baltimore this week.
Kyle got that LeBron stimulus check last week when he took the Lakers at -345 to win the series, laid down $3,400 and won a grand. So he's got money to throw around. I'll tell you what, I like this game. I've got a star by this game because this game's going to fall back into my big pick of the week prediction. By the way, my pick of the week has hit every week, and they've been crazy parlays. And I'm going to do a crazy parlay here that I want to run with you. I know, Kyle, you're an experienced gambler, so you're going to understand this. I won't have to break it down quite as much as I would for other guests. But I've got a big money line parlay coming in as my pick of the week later on. And I do not like I don't know about – I feel for some reason Philly's going to is going to make it closer than 7.5.
They're going to
wake
up.
Not jumping there. I do have a unit on the over, one unit on the over 47 here. Moving to our next early game, Cincinnati with Joe Burrow taking on Indianapolis in Indianapolis. Game opened 46.5-point over under. It stayed there for William Hill. Indianapolis opened as 9.5-point favorites at home. They have fallen to 8-point favorites. Kyle, what's your thoughts on Cincinnati Indy?
I think that's going to be a shootout. I think that's going to be some points are going to be scored. Joe Burrow's going to sling the ball around. He's starting to get a little bit more comfortable. I think you're going to get some points in that one, Dave.
All right. I'm with you on that. I respect your opinion. I'm staying away. I know 46.5 is actually kind of a lower line nowadays. That's, you know, Indy's right. Got that defense, man. Indy's got that defense. Since he's got no line, our hometown hero, Joe Burrow, man, I'm afraid he's going to get just shellacked. I hope if he can make it through the season, I think he'll be a Hall of Famer. Joe Burrow, not a false messiah. Would you agree?
No, sir. No, sir, at all.
I think he's a future Joe's Hall of Famer. Ready. I think he's a future Hall of Famer there. Phillip Rivers and Indy. Phillip's giving it one last hurrah here in his career. I'm staying away from this game, and I'm staying away from the over-under. All right, moving on to the late games. This is actually going to – there's only two afternoon games on the NFL docket. There's only two 3 o'clock Central Time games this week, one of which is Tampa Tom at home taking on the Green Bay Packers. This one's fascinating to me. I'm very, very excited about this game. Tampa opened as a 3-point favorite. That has since flipped to Green Bay being a 1.5-point favorite. The line opened at 52, and it has jumped to 54. Kyle, what are your thoughts on Green Bay, Tampa against Tampa and the Toms?
I like Green Bay. Rodgers is showing why people believe he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league over and over and over again. Tampa Bay leaves some question and leaves a little to be wanted. But I think what you do know in this game is that both of these teams can score a lot of points. And I'm all in on Green Bay. Maybe it's because I'm a Saints fan. Maybe it's because I hate Tom Brady. But I'm going heavy on Green Bay in this. This is probably my favorite game of the week.
I'm with you. I really feel good about this week now. I'm not getting in the line here, but this is going to be a super big part of my guaranteed pick of the week money line parlay, and so I'm going to share that with you guys. 54 seems accessible. I don't know. I'm staying away from that over too. It's just a lot of points to get to, but I've got a big star by Green Bay because we're gonna come back to Green Bay here a little later on. The only other 3 o'clock game. New York Jets, oh man, the Jets are a dumpster fire. Traveling to Miami to take on a Miami team that just beat the absolute dog shit out of San Francisco last week. And so as a result, Miami opens as 8-point favorites at home over the Jets. They've stayed at 8-point favorites at home over the Jets. The over-under opened at 49.5, currently resides at 48 with William Hill. Oh, do we even want to talk about the Jets in Miami?
That, I'm... I'm going to respectfully pass.
Oh, my God. This is, I mean, and this is the only other afternoon game you get. You get Jets in Miami, and you get that awesome matchup between two marquee quarterbacks, definitely not false messiahs, in Tampa Tom and Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, all he did was disrespect him in the offseason, draft quarterbacks, didn't do anything to help him out, and he just comes out and he's 4-0. You know what I mean? And so you got to love what Green Bay has done thus far this year. All right, getting to the Sunday night game. This is a game that I am extremely excited about because I think that there's a lot of value to be gained with this game. The Los Angeles Rams against the San Francisco 49ers. Now, the 49ers actually opened as 3-point favorites, have since fallen to 3-point dogs. So now the Rams are 3-point favorites. This game is in San Francisco, but it's not a far trip for the Rams. The over-under on this game, Kyle, opened at 49.5, and now it's at 50.5. What are your thoughts on? And I get you want to talk about false messiah quarterbacks. Oh my God, Jimmy Garoppolo is supposed to be the next good thing. That's how this NFL marketing machine works. They want you to believe that every team's got a star quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo is not a star quarterback. He's a good looking dude, and he dates porn stars and whatnot. But he's a false messiah. He took San Francisco to the Super Bowl on the back of an outstanding defense. I don't think San Francisco has what it takes. I feel very, very, very confident. In fact, I've got a lot riding on the Rams winning this game, and I've got a lot riding on the Rams winning this game as part of a Moneyline parlay. Kyle, what's your thoughts on Rams versus San Francisco?
Yeah, that'd be a heavy – this will be a heavy Rams play this week. Heavy Rams play. No brainer.
Kyle, you want to listen to Kyle? Kyle's a good better man. Kyle's a smart guy. He's a very – very knowledgeable gambler, and he's as we've alluded to early in this podcast, he can make some money betting these games. Now, we did not mention Denver, New England, which is also an early game on Sunday. That game is currently not on the board. There's just too much confusion around COVID and who's playing in that game and not. Also, there's the Monday afternoon game of Kansas City, Buffalo, which is not really on the board right now either. As of Wednesday afternoon, KC coming off a loss, Buffalo coming off a loss on a short week against that one is fortunately not up for grabs either. So we're working with a limited slate this week, and what we have left is the Monday Night Football matchup of the Arizona Cardinals on the road taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas opened as 3-point favorites. That was a line from last week before the Dak injury. Now you have Arizona as 2.5-point favorites currently. The over-under on this game opened at 52. It has moved to 54.5. Kyle, what's your thoughts on the Monday night matchup of Arizona and Dallas?
Hate to say this, especially on your podcast, but with the offense in Dallas based around Zeke and Dak, and Dak no longer being there, got a feeling that you may want to put some money on the under on this one, Dave.
Yeah, we don't do that, buddy. We don't do that. We don't do unders here. Nope.
Maybe I'll whisper it.
You know, the overs were 7-5 last week. The overs are continuing to crash back down to earth. Although the overs were only 7-5 in the NFL, my overs, your host, the Rainmaker himself, BILYGUNN, put you on a 3-1 record of taking the over last week. So I'm actually avoiding the over here. I will never take the under, Kyle. I'll never take the under. Not going to do it. But I tell you what I will do. No, no, no. It's okay. You didn't offend me, dude. It takes me a lot to get offended. Taking the under, slightly offended. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's only about a 6 on the offensive scale. But what I will tell you is this. I've got this game as part of our big, crazy, multi-moneyline parlay pick of the week, which is what I'm able to get to now. Kyle, will you commit to making some money with me this week? I mean, I feel like I'm here preaching to the masses. I'm trying to show people the light. I'm trying to help them make money. 63.5% return on investment that's last week. So that's if using the unit scale and the wagers. If I laid down $200 last week, when the smoke cleared, I had something like 339, 340, 63.5% return on investment. And a lot of that comes down to these pick of the week money line parlays that I such a big fan of. So here's what we're going to do, okay? I alluded to earlier that I really like Green Bay versus Tampa Bay, right? And Green Bay is a minus 130 on the money line. That's not a huge favorite. That's manageable, right? Can you agree? I mean, we both felt very, very comfortable with Green Bay beating Tampa Bay this week.
Yeah, it's one of the lower lines.
There you go.
Yep.
Right. And it's nonsense. I mean, San Fran just got skunked by the Dolphins. They haven't beat anybody of any significance all season long. The Rams, I've got the Rams as the second team in this four-game money line parlay. The Rams are minus 180. And I think we can all agree that the Rams are going to beat San Francisco as well. Right?
No question.
That was going to be your heavy play. Okay. Now, to make it fun and to add a third game to the parlay, I've got the Ravens. Now, the Ravens, of course, they're not going to be down in the minus 100s. The Ravens are a minus 350 favorite on the road against Philadelphia. What are your thoughts? You know, so we've got a money line parlay.
I don't think that money line's that crazy for that many points, because they're giving
it's really
a lot
not.
Of points.
It's really not. You're getting value there. You've got King of the False Messiahs and Carson Wentz playing quarterback for Philadelphia. They get all this. I mean, they're not there, man. So far on our big money line parlay of the week, we've got Green Bay to win straight up, no points involved, money line. Rams to win straight up, no points, money line. Ravens to win straight up, money line. And then here's where things get fun. And I don't know if this is a glitch in the Matrix, Kyle. I don't know why Vegas can't seem to figure this out, but just for fun, because what we're going to do is we're going to watch games. We're going to watch Green Bay that afternoon. We're going to watch the Rams that night. The Ravens are an early game. And then on Monday night, we've got Dallas and Arizona. But you make this play with me, and we'll have already won those first three games. So what we're going to do is we're going to bet the Monday night football game both ways. And what that's going to do for us is we're going to know how much winning that we've already made by Monday night. And Monday night, while we watch the game, it's just going to be a matter of how much winning do we make. So what we've got is if we run the same three-game parlay and then add Dallas at plus 120, we're going to get 6.7 times our money. Okay?
Oh, wow.
If you take this and you put Arizona, you're getting 5 times your money. And we're going to run this both ways. So what I want you to do, Kyle, is I want you to take 2 units, and I want you to run 1 unit both ways on that. Okay?
Okay.
But you know me, man. You know me. I don't leave it there. I got to get crazy with this shit, right? So
Uh-oh.
Here's what we're going to do next. And in fact, I almost consider this to be a coverage. Like we're gonna basically get a little insurance against our money with this next bet. What I want you to do next, Kyle, is I want you to take 2 units. I want you to take at least double units on the next parlay that I'm going to give you. And so we're going to do 1 unit and 1 unit on the first parlay, and then we're going to do 2 units and 2 units on the second parlay for a total of 4 units on that second parlay. And this second money line parlay is going to be the Ravens. Once again, at minus 350, it's going to be the Rams, once again, at minus 180. And then we're going to do the same thing with the Monday night game. We're going to take it both ways because this is free value. Either way, the math works in your favor. I don't know why gamblers don't do this every single time they play a parlay and just do that last game 2 ways. It's going to make sense. I mean, it makes it fun to watch. If you do this Ravens, Rams, and then Zona, you're going to get a 2.4 return on your money. And if you do Ravens, Rams, Dallas, you're going to get a 3.4 return on your money. And then, of course, you're going to lose the equivalent of 1 bet. You know one of those tickets is going to lose. You don't want it to be you don't want that Dallas ticket to be the one that falls. You want that Dallas ticket to be the one that wins. You know, even if Arizona wins, you're still going to show a profit there after the smoke clears. And again, the only variable here, the only game that I even had a little bit of queasiness about, a little bit of concern about, was going to be the Green Bay game. And so we basically just take Green Bay off this ticket and we double our money. It's like an insurance bet. If for some reason Tampa Tom and the unscrupulous referees and evil Roger Goodell were able to find a way for Green Bay to lose that game, we're still going to be able to find a way to win with this second parlay, and I want you to go double units on that. And then, like I said, imagine both of them hit. Like my parlays have been all year. Big money, right?
Dave, you know, I missed out week one.
Yeah.
I missed out week two.
Yeah.
I'm not missing out on week three.
Dude, I'll tell you what, it's just crazy. I've had a few people reach out to me to start brokering for them in the last couple of weeks, and I'm willing to do that, and I'm able to do that, and so I've got folks that are just I'm acting as a broker for them now on what games they're going to pick. They're just betting with me. I'm not the bookie. I'm not the house. I'm just a guy that advises them on, you know. Same way if you had a stockbroker that said, hey, buy Google, buy Amazon. I'm telling you to buy the winners, dude. I'm telling you where to follow the money. And the results are the results. This is a recorded show. You can go back and listen. You know, this isn't bullshit. This is real. And you know what's funny, Kyle, is the show's not even supposed to be about gambling. I just wanted it to be about fun and shooting the shit. And one of the things that we're going to do in the weeks to come, I'm going to get some less experienced gamblers on here. And we're going to take the show in all kinds of crazy directions. But for now, like I said, I feel very, very confident. I know the law of averages. I'm 18-5 on the season. I've shown over 50% return on the season. I've got to come back to earth sometime. We're working with a limited slate here. So just to recap, a unit on the over for Chicago, Carolina, a unit on the over for Washington, New York, a unit on the over for Cleveland, Pittsburgh, a unit on the over for Philadelphia versus Baltimore. And then we just do our two money line parlays, two different ways. And with the second one, the insurance bet being double units, dude, I feel very confident going into this week. I think we're going to continue to make a lot of money. I think we're going to continue to have a lot of fun. It is indescribable the joy that we had watching that game on Sunday night, and then on Monday night when, you know, your team, you're a one play away from disaster three or four times going down the field, and then your team wins. That's why we gamble. That's why we do this. That's why we have I told you, Kyle, that my Twitter following has increased 900% since I launched my Twitter?
Holy cow.
900%. That's great. I went from zero followers to a 900% increase. So I don't know, man. hey, the proof is in the pudding, my friend. It can only
go
on
the map.
There's only one way to go, man, and that's up from here. So we're going to follow us at Taking the Over. Subscribe to Don't Patrol United if you have not already. We're very excited to be a part of this network. Kyle, do you have any final words for us? I know we had to run through this show quick because you're a very busy man with a lot of obligations and a lot of things to do. You got any final words of wisdom for the people out there listening across the world to Taking the Over with Billy Gunn?
No, I just want to thank you for having me, and I want to apologize for not betting the first 2 weeks with you. I'm sure my wallet feels the same way.
Dude, I'm pretty upset that I didn't get a phone call that said, hey, man, Lakers minus 345 to take the series. That's like a stimulus check. That's like crazy checks that people get in the mail, dude. That's crazy. I wish I could have done the same. Minus 345. Your boy put 3,400 down to win a grand. That's pretty amazing. So that's it for episode 3 of Taking the Over. That's it for week 6. Follow us on Taking the Over on Twitter. Thank you for subscribing. Please tell all your friends. We're having a lot of fun here. I don't know, man. You got any fun to take us out, Kyle? We're good?
Whoop, whoop. Let's go get them.
All right. Have a good week, fellas. We'll talk to you soon. See you on the other side. Children really understand the things you did to them. Why? Oh, why?